We are learning Masechet Pesachim Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, 5 lines from the bottom. We have Machlekes Rav Chisda and Rabba about the din of Hoyel. That's one of the Machlekes. Another Machlekes is Sarkas Shabbos Nas Biyantif, which we just finished Kash on that. Now the Gemara will go back to Kashas on the Sugya of Hoyel. Hoyel means that Rabba says that it becomes a Darabonim because you don't get Malkus, because since Archim can eat it, so even though I'm baking it for tomorrow, but since Archim could eat it, only it's only a Darabonim. Shalach Lei Rav Chisda Rabba. So Rabba is one who holds of Hoyel, Rav Chisda does not hold of Hoyel. So Rav Chisda sent Rabba a question, B'yad Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna. He sent Rav Acha Bar Huna with a question to Rabba to ask him, I have a kash on you. Mi Amrin Hoyel, do you say Hoyel? But nan, we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying there's a case, we have a bunch of different Malkus. It's a Mishnah Malkus. But nan, yes, Chayrish Tel Mechad, a person could plow one row in a field. V'chayav Malecha, on that one plowing, he could get rack up eight lavin. V'chayav Malav, Alecha Moshem Shmoyna lavin. He's chayav 8 lavin. What's the case? Hacharis b'shar v'chamar v'heim v'kadoshim. You hacharis b'shar with an ox and a donkey, which is an issur in the Torah, sachar shmar b'shar v'chamar yachtov, which is one lav. V'heim v'kadoshim, in the hektish, that's another two lavin, because the shar, the case was, the shar was kachim his bech. It says in the pasuk, "Lo savah v'chol sherecha." It's not a lav. Lav number two. And lav number three, the chamar was kachim el gabayis. It's a lav of meila, which we learn now from chet matruma. So it's three lavim: lav of lo sachrosh, and of hektish, and of kachim el gabayis.
Might you have lav meila on the shir also?
What?
Might you have lav meila on the shir also?
So by kachim mizbeach, first of all, there's no something that doesn't go out lechulin. Doesn't no meila on it. Doesn't go lechulin. There's no inklus shaguf. It's harder to have meila. So here, so you have here the isloy savoid. The halach is and that's three bekalayim bekerem. And while you were doing this, you were had kalayim bekerem. You were covering over in a vineyard seeds, which is a isa kalayim. That's number four. Vishvius, it was on shemitah year, which is number five. It says sodchol is Israel. You know, the plant and plowing is the planting process. It's a, like Rashi says, Chayr is told the Zareah, it's part of Zareah, because you're plowing over here to cover the seeds. So that was number five. But Yomtiv, it was on Yomtiv, so it's number six. And also, this plowing, this field was in a basic forest. And it was a Kayin and an Ozer, a basic Atoma, which was seven and eight. So you have eight Lavin over here with one Mice of plowing, you have eight Lavin. That's the Mishnah. And so Rav Chisda asked Rabba, "V'yamrina hoyel? If he says this thing called hoyel, so acharisha lo lechayev. The acharisha on yontif, you shouldn't be chayev for. Why not? Hoyel v'chazal lekisei dam tzipor, because this earth that you're plowing up is royu for something. It's royu if you shecht a tzipor. Now the halacha is that you should not shecht a chaya on a chaya or a bird on yontif unless you have." Dirt prepared. But what happens if you didn't? So there's a big shiling one on Beya, but it could be you let it do Kisei Adam. Why? Because I say the Chalei Sasa. Tois actually asks over here, the Gemara comes out there, it's I say the Chalei Sasa, but I say, and it's not so poshut, but there's a tzad you let it do Kisei Adam. So the question is, when I'm doing Harishi, even though I didn't shecht anything, but since I could shecht something and use the sand for Kisei Adam, so there's a way that I could use this earth. If I could use this earth, why don't you say Hoyel? That's the Gemara's question. I can use this earth for Kisei Adam, let me use Hoyel. Again, it's a whole tumult how exactly is a mutter and how exactly is help. Taisus de Masuk Sisha talks about this by Arichas. So Gemara says, Hoyel v'chaz l'kisei Adam tzipor. I'm going to pop by Shmuel, ba'avonim mekuzolos. You are plowing in a field that's full of these stones, and you can't cover any dam tzipor with stones, therefore you only chayv harish, there's no hoyel. Frank the Gemara, uyas the kashram, what do you mean? I could grind up these avonim and make it for rayuf to dukis the adam. So again, I have a hoyel. So Frank the Gemara, what do you mean? I can't grind up. Ksish beyond to mishari, I can't grind it up. I'm never able to use it for kis the adam. So they went, oh yeah, it's a kashram, I could do it with a shinur. So it's told, it's shver is, when I'm plowing, l'chayra, it should be a hoyel. I could use it for doing kisei adam. So I don't want to know about tsunma. We're talking about you plowing a field that's a hard field. It's hard like a rock. For eight tomorrow, it's a hard field. You're not going to be even Israel to get a surim. Tsunma bar Israel. It's tsunma, a place where you can plant. And for, yeah, it was a tumul amayla, it was a rock above. But offer truch lamata, and under it, it was loose sand. So then, Frank Demara, if that's the case, that's what you're plowing. So we're taping them from offer tchuach. So again, why chayav a chayrish? I can use the offer tchuach kisu adam. Comes back shver. Del chayra, why am I saying hoyel? Ela omar mar baravashi betino. It was cement. You were plowing cement. Rashi's tit lach bol. It was like wet cement. Frank Demara, betina barzriya. Again, it's not barzriya. And for the Gemara, the final pshat mesunta. It was eretz lecha. It was a very moist ground. And it's royal Israel when you have a very like muddy ground, but it's not good for kisei dam because it gets hard and clumpy. And the way kisei dam must work, it has to cover the dam evenly and spread out. And since it comes clumpy, it can't cover the kisei dam. Therefore, there's no hoil. So at the end of the day, chis that's a kasha rabba that why we say hoil here to take off the valkus. Terence is there's no hoil here because for whatever reason you cannot use it to make kisei hadam, which means covering the blood after you shecht a bird. Why? Because here it was not royu for kisei hadam. Eisvei Abaya. Abaya have another kasha rabba holds of hoil. Eisvei Abaya hamavashel gid hanosha becholav biyomtiv va'ichlai. If someone takes gid hanosha, he cooks it in milk on yomtiv. He gets five and eats it. He gets five malchus. What's the five malchus? Some be for eating, some be for the bishul process. The five malchus go like this. First of all, it's over on Bishul on Yontif. You're not allowed to cook on Yontif. Only like cooking on Yontif for Echel Nefesh. If you can't eat the Gid, you just wasted your time and you did a Bishul on Yontif, which is awesome. So number one is, you're Mavashul Gid B'Yontif because of Vash. Loikum Mishum Vashul Gid B'Yontif. You get Malkus for that. Number two is, Loikum Mishum Echel Gid. You ate the Gid and Asher. You're Chayy for that. Loikum Mishum Vashul Basav Chalav. You cooked the Gid, which according to this man, the Yom Sidr Basav, we had earlier in the Masechta, Machlekas, Aim Gid Nes Tam. Yes, we Gid Nes Tam. We're going that's called basar, so you cooked it b'chalav. That's Isser, bishul basar b'chalav. And you also like mishmaicha basar b'chalav. You also get malchus eating basar b'chalav. The loike mishmavara. When I cook, I have light a fire. If I light a fire, there's Isser avara. I am doing the tzarich yantiv. No, that's tzarich yantiv. You're not eating it. So that's a five lavim. You have five lavim. You have bishul gidanasha on yantiv, bishul basar b'chalav, eating gidanasha, eating basar b'chalav, and avara. If it's the idea of hoyol, avara lechayev, hoyol v'chazal tzarchoy. Why chayev avara? I could use this fire for food now. I lit the fire. Good. Right now I did something wrong. But right now I can make afterwards some good soup for yontif. Well, what's the problem? Why is it, I have hoyol? Why can't I chayev malchus? Amalei. So Rabbi says you're right. You have a change in the Mishnah. Apik avara, va'ayel gid hanosha shel nevela. We're talking about a gid hanosha of nevela. And therefore, you have another chiv for the achila. You have a chila for basav v'chalav, a chila for gidanasha, and a chila for gidanasha of nevela.
How can you get the one hand you're giving him malchus because he's cooking a gid that's not food, and then you give him the same food you're giving him? It's not achila that you're giving him malchus.
What do you mean? He's eating it. No, it's not a food.
If he's eating it, so then we're saying it's food. So then how are you giving him what the first malchus?
Right, so it's mashma that if you eat something that's usher, that's not called echel nefesh. It's not called enough for echel nefesh. You know, you're eating it, you're right, so it should be echel nefesh, but since it's usher to eat it, there's no het of echel nefesh on that. Like we said, like lechem v'lein nachrim, you can't just cook indefinitely. You're not going to cook for goyim. You know, it's cooking and someone's eating it. It has to be eaten in the right way. If you eat it v'isser, it sounds like it's usher. I happen to think of the Tosfos and Beya that asked your kasha, maybe even Tosfos over here, but I remember Tosfos and Beya asking that kasha. But,
is it cooking or is it eating?
What?
Is it not malchus because he's cooking something that's going to be usher, because he eats something that's usher?
No, there's both are true. Both are true. Look at the Gemara. You're eating something usher and because you're cooking something usher. There is a loika for eating it also. Both malchus are true.
First malchus.
Yes, for cooking something a yontif that's shloil tzairich. That's what it's for. For cooking a yontif. So back to the Gemara. The Gemara said that was Gid Anosha Nevela. Freit the Gemara Kasha on that. If you take out a Vara and put in Gid Anosha Nevela, Vatani Reb Chia Loikin Shtayim Al Achila. So Reb Chia said, Bryce, when he recapped the Mishnah, he said two were for the Achila, Vesholosh Aveshuloi, and three are the Bishul. V'Isa, if you just switched out a Vara and put in a Nevela, so now you have an extra Achila one and less Bishul. V'Isa, if you're saying this Pshat, Sholosh Achila, there's three on Achila. We put in a new Achila. Ella, the rabbi says, I have to say something else. You're right, I have to say something else. Apik havara, take out havara. Because that you have metoich, and that you have metoich, they have hoyl. By avara, you have hoyl, that I can use it now for something else. V'ayil atze muksa, used atze muksa, which is a issa shimush muksa. We know of always total muksa, you know, move muksa. There's more than that. You know, use muksa either. It's a shimush muksa. And we'll see it's the raisa maybe.
Even the Shabbos muksa,
yeah, even Shabbos muksa, yeah. So we have set aside, you know, use it. So here, you used muksa wood that was not prepared for the yontif. And since it wasn't prepared for yontif, yichayev shimush muksa. I say hoyl there also. And for the rishonim, that he don't say hoyl. Why not? Because hoyl just means I'm going to use the same iser for something heter, for other things. Shimush muksa, whatever I was mishamish muksa, it's too late. I already used that. That can't be redone. It can't be redone. Then when I use it for the next thing, for the thing that I allowed to eat, that's a new shimush muksa. So the Gemara's answer is that there is a way that yichayev for the havara, and that's because you use atzei muksa. And there's no hoyl over there. Right? The Gemara, muksa deraisi, is muksa deraisa? Amalayin. So he said, the rabbi says, yeah, there's muksa deraisa. The chesiv says in the pasuk. Comes Friday, should prepare everything, this is what I'm on, should prepare everything for Shabbos. And Rashi explains, it's not talking about because you're not allowed to cook, because that already says different pasuk. This means that you have to be making everything before, you have to prepare everything before. And if something you do something on Shabbos that's hachana, it's a lav. It goes into issa lav. As rosh v'hachav l'sasukam alacha. It goes into the issa of l'sasukam alacha. This is on yontiv. You have to use a different pasuk, but you have the issa of l'sasukam alacha on yontiv. So it'll be issa deraisa of shimush muksa because it's not muchan. It's not prepared before yontiv and for Shabbos. So his answer right now is asa muksa and muksa is deraisa. Amalei, is that true? Muksa is deraisa. Va'atu the Amrit, you said over, Boyimi name Rav Chista, they asked Rav Chista, Va'amri lay Boyimi name Rav Huna, they asked Rav Huna, what's the halacha if Hevi Sem Afar? They got a little shepsel, a little sheep, from the Afar, which means it's they're out in the grazing in the fields, and it was not set aside for eating on Yantiv. So this is a case of Muksa. V'shachta Tom V'yantiv, they used it for the carbon Tom on Yantiv, Mal. The question was, if you use Muksa on Yantiv, is it good or not? But at Amritlana, you answered us, Allah, you answered us that I'll bring you a raya that it's mutter to use the muksa for a carbon. Why? The pasuk says in Yecheskel, and we dash from those pasukim different things. The pasuk in Yecheskel says, v'se'ach asmeratzoin, min ha-masayim, v'mashke Yisrael, that these things are used, l'mincha, l'oilo, shlomim, l'chap aleim. That's the pasuk in Yecheskel. So we dash like this, se'v lo ya-bachar. You cannot use fa'oilo a-bachar. Let's say you want to take a bachar, and you want to switch it to Ayla, you'll bring it L'Shem Ayla. Like Tari speaks out, you'll bring it L'Shem Ayla. It doesn't work. Why now? Because Seh is Mashma, Dafka, something. It says Mashma, Socha, or Nekeva, and we know that a Bechar calling me a Zachar. So Seh comes to a Fuki Bechar. Achas, the Pasuk Achas, Lo is Meiser. You can't use Meiser. Meiser, something comes from 10. Achas means something that's unique by itself, not part of 10. So you can't use Meiser for Ayla either. Minat Soin. Below your apalgus. You know, I'll use apalgus for oil or for a carbon. Apalgus is something that's between an aisle and a keves. A keves is 12 months old. After 12 months old, there's a 1 month that's called apalgus. And then 13 months old, right, it's called the aisle. So for 12 to 13 months, you shouldn't use that type of animal. It's called apalgus. Min ha-masayim, we darshan. Min moistur shtei meyais shenishtari rabar. This is talking about nesachim. The carbon of nesachim. So it says you should have at least 200 in the bar. And what is that talking about? Makan la'arlo shabbatul masayim. It means if you have arlo in this bar that has wine, you should make sure it's 200 times the arlo, and then you can use the wine for nesachim. Then the pasuk says mashki Yisrael mina mutter li Yisrael. It has to be something that's mutter for Yisrael to eat. That can be used for carbon. I'm talking about nesachim here. Makan amru aim avi nesachim minatavol. You can't bring nesachim from wine that was not didn't have take off chumas and maestros, it's still tavel. And the brisa go and the bright and the member goes further. It was Rabbi himself talking actually. Yachalo yavim in a muksa. Maybe you shouldn't be able to bring a carbon from muksa. That was the whole question. Maybe you can't bring a carbon from muksa. Amrit. I'll tell you like this. Ma tevel miyuchar. Just like tevel is unique. That she is a gufi garmloi. It's a also begufa. It's also bechefza. Afkal she also gufi garmloi. Everything else has to be, it's usr because of itself. It's something different about itself. Yotso muksa, shein usa gufigarm loy, istavach garm loy. Muksa is not a etzim usr, it's also because something else, you didn't prepare it. or it's Shabbos. That's what makes it asr. It's not for etzem asr. So that's Adkar. Rabbi says muksa is fine. The amr. So we're asking Rabbi himself, if you hold issa muksa deraisa, if you hold the issa of muksa is deraisa, mali issa gufa, mali is davacher. If it's deraisa, I don't hear a chilek. Issa gufa is davacher. Now, the Achrayim was Moshe Harvest the back, much is exactly, if the chilek is, it's also bechef, so it's machmas davacha, what's the difference if it's deraisa derabanan? So he explains that the if it's deraisa, so then what's the difference? The maisa is not mutal Yisrael, so it's fine, it's also. But if it's derabanan, since we don't find a deraisa that's this type of iser of davacha garam loy, so you wouldn't make a derabanan on that. So the question is, Rabbi, you hold deraisa? Then what's pshat over here? You allow muksa for garam. That's kasha number one. Another problem with you. You hold that with the same exact maisa, you can't be chayiv two things on Yontif. On Shabbos, you could. One maisa, you chayiv two malachas. But on Yontif, you can't. And here, if Bishlam is Havara, Bishl, it's two different things. There's the Havara, light and the fire, and Bishl. But if you're learning here, it's Muksa and Bishl, it's the same exact thing. It's Shimush Muksa and Bishl, with this, it's the same that Maisa, not two Maisas. It's one Maisa, the Bishl is the Shimush. So the Shimush Muksa and the Bishl are the same Maisa, you don't get two Malkas for one Maisa by Yontif.
What about
the Chilas Nabi
and the
Gizrach is two? That's the, what? The Chilas, Nabi was two. One Achilas. Right, so there's not Yontif. Only on Yontif you don't have Chilak. On Achilas you can have two things. On Achilas, I know, yeah, it's Grad on Yontif, but what's the Isser? This is eating Avela. So the Yontif, there's a blab of Kamalach Layasu, Loisasu. In Yontif, it's all one lab. Shabbos should be like that also, because it's really one lab, only one lab in the Torah. The only reason why it's not, because Avar Lav Yatsis. No, what's it not? It's also a separate lab. There's Loisavashi Lachalevimai, and there's Layasu Kamalacha. There's different shame lavin, but two Isuri Yontif is one word. It says, Kamalach Layasu. So really on Shabbos it'd be the same thing. Since on Shabbos one possible, Yasecha Malacha. Why taka to get it? Because it says Havara Lechalak Yotzes, special din. Havara Lechalak Yotzes, it tells us it's separate. But Yotzes, you don't have it. He says, you don't have it. For one mitzvah, you can't be chayav too. So back Shver, what's Havara has hoyol. So what's Pshat? So when I finish the Gemara, doing three more lines, finish the Gemara, I stop in the middle of the Gemara. Ela apik Havara, we're back Shver, Havara is hoyol. Ela apik Havara va'ayil atzei asherah. We're going to say the case was it using atzei asherah, wood from a avodah zarah. That's why that was the lav. What's the lav? Azarosim ha'acha layidbak biyadecha meuma. You should not have biyadecha meuma. You shouldn't have anything from avodah zarah in your hands. Benachir. So that's the lav, and that's the new case. Atzei asherah. Omer Rav Acha Rei Rava. If we're talking about atzei asherah, you have a problem. You have a sixth lav. You shouldn't bring a seiv el beisecha, which means not dafke your house. You shouldn't be nena from avodah zara. So if that was the case, it's not alive. So it's still back shver. If it's havara lechayra, you have hoyel. So what is the case? So Mara's final shot comes up right now. El apik havara. Rabbi says take out havara va'ayil atzei hekdash. You use atzei hekdash. Va'azarase mahacha. The pasuk says va'ashereyem tisruvum beish. You should burn. Don't do this, which means on the Atzei Hekdesh. So, Akapanim, the final pshat is we take out Havara, put in Atzei Hekdesh according to Rabba, because Rabba cannot learn it meant Havara because you have Hoyl, and therefore Rabba learns from Atzei Hekdesh. And that's the lav. The lav is, Lesasun Kain, Lashem Elekechem.